Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
Dog days of summer are upon the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series with hot summer days and hot racing action. As the season hits the stretch run, Jimmy Owens is hitting high gear, hoping to make a run at series point leader Scott Blomqvist. Owens made it two in a row by winning at New York's Fonda Speedway as the series headed north. Then it was defending series champ Blomqvist, charging back two nights later to win at Utica Rome Speedway. Wisconsin's Dan Schleeper then scored his first series win since 2008. Last weekend, it was Owens back in victory lane, taking the lead on the final lap to win the prestigious North-South 100 at Florence Speedway in Kentucky, with Earl Pearson Jr. holding on for second and series veteran Don O'Neill making it two straight years on the podium at Florence. The alligator farmer, Chris Wall, continues a strong rookie season, with Kentucky's Eric Wells chasing him in the rookie standing. Now all eyes turn to Batesville Speedway, where today's topless 100 puts $40,000 in cold hard cash in the pocket of today's winner.
Track Cowboys. There ain't nothing like a big angry field, tearing down a back straight, wheel to wheel. It's got a big V8 underneath that hood. When the lights go green, the bus is gonna scream. The wildest boy same there, dirt track cowboys, dirt track cowboys, mud swinging outlaws. This ain't no Hollywood Star Wars, it's the real deal of the real dirt track cowboys.
Gary Rocks, the living legend of sprint car racing, fires his 700 horsepower six shooter down the back straight, pushes the cushion as he chases on the tail of the World Series.
Track cowboys, dirt tracking cowboys, mud swinging outlaws. This ain't no Hollywood Star Wars. It's a real deal of a real dirt track cowboys.
Pearson Jr., a great move as Pearson looking for his eighth win. this season.
Today, Sleeper just almost stuffed the nose into the wall, and here we go again. Landers using traffic right here, trying to get back underneath Earl Pearson Jr.
And right behind them is Jimmy Owens, so a three-car battle as they still go side-by-side, three wide now for the lead off turn two.
The 93 car, Ray Moore, is a lapper and just played a significant role in the win of this race.
White flag is out on board, but Jimmy Owens runs in third. It's Landers, Earl Pearson Jr. down the back straightaway for the final time in turn three.
Here comes EPJ on the outside, trying to make a run at it. He watches up high. He's not going to get it done. Jared Landers pulls off what many would have called the impossible as he wins his first dirt late model race, and he wins it here at the ComCams Topless 100. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
$40,000.
I mean, if you're going to pick a race to win for your first one, why not pick the biggest race of the year at your home racetrack?
So I'm a rebel and rogue, and I'm always on the run. With a fire inside, I ain't ever gonna die. I'm a locked and loaded gun. When the match is striking, the gasoline lights, it's only just begun. One thing I learned is you could watch it all burn, but the flame ain't.
Okay. Go down there.
I don't think I can.
Go down there.
Well, this should be a great interview to say the least.
Yeah, he's going to take a seat.
just sit down here for a minute. And you know, and again, we haven't said anything about the heat as of late, but just a smoking hot day out here. So I'm sure he is tired. He certainly has earned that bottle of water.
We're just going to sit right down and talk to today's winner. I'll tell you.
I'm not going to let him use me up just because I couldn't. I didn't know he's that close.
He's so tired he had to sit down and rest. Well, I'm going to sit down and rest right here with you, Jared. I'm going to tell you something, son.
I don't do this very often.
You're going to win some more races. You're never going to win a tougher one than that right there. Earl got you. What got into you to get up on that wheel so strong and to get right back?
Well, I haven't won. This is the first late model race I've ever won in my entire life. It's probably my 30th race, maybe 35th. Haven't been very off and on, but this track is so something I'm, you know, used to. But I've got to thank somebody first. It's my dad and the Lord, my mom, little boy. I know she's at church. They prayed for me.
When did you know you had it? When did you know you were going to win this thing?
Well, I thought I had it won from when I passed Blumkus, because that's all I hear to do is pass him. I wanted to beat him so bad, and that was a real deal. I drove by him. But I didn't realize Earl was as good as he was. I had Shane give me some signal, and I didn't know if I kind of started backing off because I didn't know that my tire was going to hold up. But we took, I don't know what tire we put on, but we took a tire at lap 48 or something, and it played off. And we got lucky up there. We had a few, as soon as I got that tire at lap 48 or whatever, I came back up through there real quick. Had some guys losing tires at the time, and it helped me get up through there, and I didn't lose many spots from when I took the caution.
I tell you what a great win. Congratulations. Catch your breath. It's time to celebrate.
No, I need to go ahead and thank everybody at TDR, Shane McDowell. I didn't lift a finger on this car. Big E, Dale McDowell, everybody has helped me get to where I am. My dad, I love him to death. We don't always get along, but it's tough love. I love him to death.
I'll tell you what, I've not done very many of these sitting down, but this one here I'm going to remember for a long time.
It's not that I'm tired. It's more or less a kind of shock.
You won the race. You can sit anywhere you want to, bud.
Upstart Radio.
For breakfast. Breakfast. Maybe I should have had breakfast.
Oh, Brecky could be good for me. No, 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 stay focused. Speed. I'm faster than fast, quicker than quick. I am lightning.
Hey, lightning, you ready?
I'm American made, but a lot Chevrolet. My mama taught me wrong from right. I was born in the South. Sometimes I have a big mouth when I see something that I don't like. I gotta say it. Slow down, we're gonna crash. Baby, you were screaming, it's a blast, blast, blast. And look out, baby, you got your blonde juice on. Everybody's looking for a way to get real gone, real gone, real gone. But there's a new cat in town. Cause they'll get you and give you a whipping. Well, I believe I was right when I said you were wrong. You didn't like the sound of that. Now, did ya? Slow down, you're gonna crash. Baby, you're screaming, it's a blast, blast, blast. Look out, you got your blinders on. Everybody's looking for a way to get real gone. Well, here I come.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, or as our brothers to the south call you, Jesus, we thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell. I just want to take time to say thank you for my family, my two beautiful, beautiful, handsome, striking sons, Walker and Texas Ranger, or TR, as we call them. And of course, my red-hot smoking wife, Carly, who's a stone-cold fox, who if you were to rate her ass on 100, it would easily be a 94. Also want to thank you for my best friend and teammate, Cal Naughton Jr., who's got my back no matter what.
Shake and bake.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, we also thank you for my wife's father, Chip. We hope that you can use your baby Jesus powers to heal him and his horrible leg. And it smells terrible, and the dogs are always bothering with it. Dear tiny infant Jesus.
You know, sweetie, Jesus did grow up. You don't always have to call him baby. It's a bit odd and off-putting to pray to a baby.
Well, look, I like the Christmas Jesus best, and I'm saying grace. When you say grace, you can say it to grown-up Jesus or teenage Jesus or bearded Jesus or whoever you want.
You know what I want? I want you to do this grace good so that God will let us win tomorrow.
Dear tiny Jesus, your golden fleece diapers with your tiny little fat balled up fist pawing.
He was a man. He had a beard.
Look, I like the baby version the best. Do you hear me? I win the races and I get the money.
Ricky, finish the damn race.
I like to picture Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt because it says, like, I want to be formal, right, but I'm here to party, too. Because I like to party, so I like my Jesus to party.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja fighting off evil samurai.
I like to think of Jesus, like, with giant eagle's wings, yeah, and singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with, like, an angel band. And I'm in the front row, and I'm hammered from it.
Hey, Cal, why don't you just shut up?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Profit use.
And will take his 10th career victory at Talladega.